Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We're not dead.
We're not dead.
We're not dead.
Are you dead? If not, welcome back.
Thank you for subscribing and listening, the dead.
The dead.
This is...
Can our listeners be the undead?
Oh, yes. They most certainly are.
They keep coming back. You can't keep a good thing down.
You gotta chop off the head and destroy the heart.
We've discussed this. Season 3 is always... The beginning of the best part, the golden age.
The greatest moments that are often fraudulent, but looked back upon further down the line as being the best part.
Oh, yeah. Seasons 1 and 2 look like crap in comparison to season 3.
Yeah.
Have you seen RuPaul's Drag Race?
It's the curve in the road. It's the designation point.
Yeah.
So welcome to season 3 of...
Yes. Won't you please shut up?
Never.
No! Wouldn't you please be quieting Ferm Tabouche?
Probably not.
I am Mickey Gorman.
I'm Blake Hunsley.
I'm Brent Robertson.
And there's a cat.
And there's a dog just outside the door.
Hello. Well, currently we're discussing fraudulent appearances of Native American culture in media, or in a layman's terms, how Chakotay was fucking bullshit.
Yeah, the whole thing here is that, okay, so you think Janeway should have been sent to the moon, apparently,
to be court-martialed.
Very specifically, I want to sell to Paramount, Paramount Books, a story... about how Janeway, of course, she would have to be charged with some sort of something. There would be a debrief in front of a court for a lot of her behavior in the Delta Quadrant. Whether or not it leads to anything, it's a formality that would have to occur.
I would like to buy myself a Janeway did nothing wrong bumper sticker.
Oh, the protests would be amazing.
That would be great.
Because in Star Trek Online, they specifically say that Tilly is in James Kirk's graduating class, Bones was alive long enough to be in TNG. He was just old, but he was alive.
How many years elapsed between...
73.
Okay, yeah, it's the future.
It's the future. People live to about 150, 200.
Yeah, nice.
You get decrepit as shit.
Well,
and
yeah.
You like live on Earth in hermetic bubbles and stuff. But
this is why, in a way, you don't want to be a Vulcan. You want to be like, you want to be part Vulcan.
Yeah, part
you'll
Vulcan.
You'll live a lot longer. You'll be a lot tougher. If you do things right, you'll be a lot calmer and more zen. If you do things wrong, you'll be a fuck basket. But like,
well, you know, fuck basket.
There's like a 60-40% chance you'd be a fuck basket if you're a human. So
right, and you know, at least one of those fuck baskets saved the universe a few times.
You might as well be a stronger, cooler fuck basket with kind of green blood.
Anyway, so
like a nice turquoise blood.
Turquoise blood.
Yeah, turquoise blood.
Yeah.
Fuck basket.
Fuck basket.
Yeah, the coinage of new terms will be so much better in season 3.
You're right, Anson. It is fuck basket.
Fuck basket. But Chakotay is
Let me actually just quickly finish that because I want to get it on record before I forget it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to use this as notepad. Anyway, so because those characters would be old enough to survive, I'm in that story. Janeway's mentor when she was a young officer would be like Admiral Tilly. And so you just get this cascading Star Trekian fucking loop of
I'm down with that. It's in the right timeline, so I'm down with that.
And it's a completely 90s Trek style story.
That's what, yes, thank you.
It's such
a... You want to talk golden age of things. There you go. Trek in the 90s.
Oh my god, Golden Girls in Space.
It's in space.
And it's,
Tilly.
No, Tilly is like Rose.
I'm sorry. Man. In my head, all I can see is them on like the TOS sets, and they beam down and go, all right, what the hell is this bullshit? And they all wander off in different directions looking for stuff. And by the end of it, they fight a monster or something and beam back up.
Yeah.
I think you're all missing the greater point of that crossover would be Estelle Getty fucking trying to teach Neelix how to make marinara sauce.
Oh.
That she would destroy him. She'd be so annoyed within about 5 minutes.
She passed away.
Well, the magic of holograms, for Christ's sakes. Do you want to recast Sophia Petrillo? Is that what you want? You monster?
No, that person can never be cast.
There you go.
No,
I don't know. They'll remake that any day now.
We are in a world where they are going to create digitally Carrie Fisher. All bets are off. Oh yeah.
Weird.
And that's with her consent.
Okay, still.
They have a digital map of Carrie Fisher, and they will use that.
That's so cool.
And they have enough of her speech pattern recorded that they can just type that shit into a computer.
Through the magic of holograms.
Yep.
Wow.
And Disney money.
I stopped watching those movies a while back.
They have definitely taken a weird turn into like... Last Jedi is actually good because it intentionally swerves on the audience and goes places where you're like, they're not going to do... Oh my god, they did. Yeah.
The universe is a little more wobbly.
Yeah, and it pissed all the fans off because it's like that much of a swerve that like to a lay audience, they're like, oh yeah, no, that was a good movie. And then like fans are like, how dare you?
What happened?
So
I have virtually no interest, but still that means some interest.
Robot
so please
name?
Ruin it for me.
Oh no, BB-8. It's not that. So after they killed Han Solo in the first one, in this one, Luke Skywalker dies.
Okay.
He just fades out. Like Obi-Wan style. There's this really epic fight, but it appears he's in it, but he's actually projecting his like spiritual appearance from half the galaxy away to just like buy some time. And he's in a lightsaber duel with the big bad guy played by Adam Driver. And Adam Driver doesn't know that he's not there. And he's like putting all of his decades of hate against Luke Skywalker, who was his teacher. And there's a part in it. Have you ever seen Rashomon?
No.
Oh, excuse me. It's a Kurosawa film. And it's a murder from the perspective of three different people. One person who happened upon the murderer and the body, or who they presume is the murderer and the body. And so it's what they think happened. And then it pulls back and you see what the murderer, the accused, says happened. And then it pulls back and you see what the victim saw. But the victim didn't see who killed them. And so it just leaves you. It's 1948 Japan, and they're just like, it leaves you with that being like, I'm not going to tell you what happened. Here's the perspectives because that's all you ever have.
Mm-hmm. But you never actually find out like you would in a traditional story.
Yeah,
that's fun. I like that.
Yeah, it's Akira Kurosawa.
How did we get there from here? Good God.
So
this is even by our standards.
I know, right?
Season 3's divergences will be even more elaborate.
So in Last Jedi, there's a moment, there's a Rashomon moment, where in the past, when Adam Driver's a student of Luke Skywalker, Luke has a vision that Adam Driver will, if he, there's a chance he'll become evil and like super evil and super powerful.
Mm.
And he, Luke Skywalker, breaks. He decides to go in like a moment of fit panic. He decides to go kill his student.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam Driver wakes up right before he's about to kill him. And all he sees is Luke Skywalker looking fucking crazy as shit, standing over him with his lightsaber. And so he reacts. And they have this big old fight, and he destroys the temple, and kills like a bunch of the other Jedi. But like from his perspective, his teacher and protector and his uncle
mm-hmm.
decided to fucking slaughter him in the middle of the night,
mm-hmm.
and so the whole thing's a lie. From Luke's perspective, Adam Driver was going to be evil, and he turned out evil. So I really should have killed the fucking kid.
Mm-hmm.
And like that broke people because they're like, Luke Skywalker wouldn't do this. And it's like, well, no, you think he wouldn't because you idolized him.
Yeah.
All you knew was some fucking 20-year-old kid who blew up a Death Star and
see,
fought his
father.
See,
this actually sounds way more interesting than
oh,
I was expecting.
It's so good. It
I
is
actually
so
might
want to
see
good.
This now.
You so do. There's also, it reveals that
why the hell were people mad about this?
Leia's bisexual.
Oh, man, who cares? Who is
she fell in love with... she left
no, I'm sorry,
Han by for an admiral. And the admiral does the most amazing thing in a space battle you will ever see, and I'm just gonna leave it at that.
All right.
Yeah.
No, I can actually see me watching this now.
Yeah.
Not because of Leia being bisexual again.
No, but like that's a thing that pissed a lot of people off.
What? That too?
These are Star Wars fans. They're like hardcore aggressive nerd.
Oh, see, this is why I like Star Trek better. Always.
Yeah.
Always have. Which is where we fucking started, again. Mm-hmm. Season 3's divergences, they're almost season 4 and they're so ridiculous.
This is Chakotay's fault.
God, it is Chakotay's fault. This is how we get onto this. Chakotay's the one that should be on trial.
Chakotay
on the moon,
is on
apparently.
Trial. Yeah, on the moon.
I love it. Apparently Paramount hired some guy who claimed to be...
What was that stupid name he had?
What was the stupid
All
name?
Of his stupid
name.
Names.
What was this?
Jamake Highwater.
Jamake. I feel like it's like when people say Balake. I do not know how to say your name.
Balake.
But he was born Jackie Marks.
Jackie Marks.
Yeah.
Jackie Marks from L.A.
Where did I read this? I do not recall. But anyway, apparently the story about this guy and why Chakotay is such a mishmash is that Paramount was looking for, like, you know, some sort of native culture expert.
Yeah.
And this guy apparently was like, I'm a... native culture expert, and they were like, great. And he just essentially, what would that have been, like 1994 version of Wikipedia native cultures at
yeah.
large, and
just like sure,
came up with
whatever.
This like, here, this is a definite distinct culture. And then actual native people are just like, the fuck is Chakotay about?
He fucking got PBS too.
What did he do to PBS?
Hosted documentaries. Oh my god. So yeah, this guy, I think it said up top he was a European Jewish and somehow managed to pass himself off to morons as a Native American.
That's amazing.
Claimed
that's
in the 60s to be Cherokee and had decades of this.
This is great. The fact that there's this much level of surface research done on Voyager just explains so much about Voyager. I know I said the 90s was a golden age for Star Trek, and it was because of, you know, Deep Space Nine.
The gold tarnishes a bit.
But,
yeah.
Oh my god, gold does tarnish, and by the time it catches Voyager, like, man.
Well,
what's that podcast, or no, the YouTube channel we watch?
Trekspertise.
Oh, I love Trekspertise.
Yeah. Oh, it's...
But you could...
Oh, they were talking about the worst episodes of all time.
Oh.
And it got to Voyager, and it was just something about how about reptiles, and it was great. It was just, yes, yeah, the
unmentionable
episode.
What is the news on Picard's show?
They're going ahead with it.
Have they described it in any further?
No, it is a great secret. They know, like, they have put forward that, yes, it is a continuation. It's not some kind of reboot or anything. This is the same Picard.
In later years.
Yeah, in later years. He's not in Starfleet.
Yeah, he's retired, man.
But
he's
adventures from there.
It's a show about viticulture. No, he's
yeah.
totally like teaching you how to prune.
That would be amazing if it's just like a documentary style TV show, I'm Jean-Luc Picard. Winery technique.
Despite my accent, this is... Where is he from?
He's from Picardy.
He's from somewhere.
No, he's from Picardy.
I know. I'm trying to remember the actual...
That's the
I think
bad
it's
going to
be him and Whoopi Goldberg on a freighter. That's
oh
like putt, putt, putt.
We spent
That'd
the whole
great.
Budget on getting Whoopi here. I have Oscars. Fuck off, Whoopi.
No, absolute malarkey. I want it to be Jean-Luc Picard finds a TARDIS.
The other thing I thought of is...
Just go full-on slapstick, like, send-up of Doctor Who with it. I would enjoy every minute of that.
The flute episode where he lived for an entire lifespan,
mm-hmm.
they could go back and do him...
They could just, yeah, like, have random... They could, yeah, turn
like
it into a soap opera and show, like, these 5 years when shit went a little crazy.
I would not watch that.
I totally would.
I would not. You would watch it. Oh, my God. Anything with Patrick Stewart in it.
It would yes. just be
good. You would watch the Patrick Stewart pruning grapevines shit.
That would be... If that was in character, that would be awesome.
Admittedly, yeah. We would
Geordi comes
that.
By. Maybe Data has a little tasting.
Worf visits.
Worf has... He's like pruning grapes. And he's just smashing them.
Oh, that's great.
It's a screensaver of this just like happening semi-infrequently.
You would get Worf to stomp grapes for sure.
Oh, God.
Imagine the grapes are your enemies. The only honorable thing is to destroy them beneath your feet, Worf.
Ah, I'll stop them. Honor! Kapla!
It will be an honor to stop your grapes, Captain. Why is no one making this show?
Oh my God. I had a thought there. What was it? Okay, no, there's been a heavy suggestion that the only other person from Trek they have so far contacted, like, they may all be quiet for contract reasons, was John DeLancey.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Perfect.
If the whole thing is, like Doctor Who...
Why would you not, though?
But Q just being like, okay, we finally reached the point, this is the last actual test. It's just you and me, Jean-Luc. And we're going through time.
Yes, the last actual test. Do you want to come with me?
Yeah, and
yeah,
by the
like,
end of it, that's how it ends.
Yeah.
He goes off with Q
of course.
Forever.
Of course. Why would you not? That
yeah.
would be perfect.
Yeah. But maybe it takes place over decades, and you end up like with a 2001 Odyssey thing where like he's old, he's dying, and Q appears and takes his hand, and he's suddenly like... Younger Picard.
No, he's suddenly played by the guy that played young Professor X.
Oh, McAvoy. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Because, yeah, why not just have McAvoy transition into it?
Jean-Luc, I've never
yeah.
seen you with your original heart. That's perfect.
That would be
That's
really...
the gayest line ever.
I know, it's perfect for you.
Accurate.
Thank you. I love this. If someone can draw... Please make that happen as fan art, if nothing else.
Oh, God. That
Don't worry about
be.
Writing it. I'll be writing that nonsense. You'll be providing the love scenes between Q and Picard.
Okay.
I know you've already got them written, so.
Drawn out.
Yeah, there
Drawn
you go.
Out.
Perspective.
There's storyboards.
3D models.
Just saying,
yeah.
money can be saved when
it happens on Risa.
Always the short shorts.
Oh, God, the silk short shorts. Future fashion.
I'm
so
sad
bad.
That I'm sad the Lady Tunic never came back after the first episode.
The Lady
of, yes, after the first episode of TNG, it's just like oh, and there's a male officer in a miniskirt.
Actually,
like, it totally answers all the criticism of all the original series. Like, oh, sure, but women still wear miniskirts in space. And it's just like, well, it's not just the women.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, that there were other shots with him. In a couple of other episodes.
Okay.
But they got cut, not because he was wearing it, but because they were just like, the dialogue that was actually occurring on stage as he walked by was just like, ah, fuck that shit.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad. That's like the only good fashion choice in all of Star Trek.
I don't know. I always really liked the big red jackets, and I like them all the more because I recently...
The shoulder buckle?
Well, no, I realized that they're actually those, like, punk flight jackets, but just done all the way up. So if you just kind of flap them out, everyone's going through space in those, like biker jackets.
That's great.
Yeah.
Please tell me you've seen the meme of who wore it better, Jake Sisko or Metrobus seat. like that weird purple, blue, yes, yellow, with green the stripes, motif.
But then yep. there's like diamonds here. And yes. Then, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Could be either crushed velvet or that like satin.
Everything was fucking crushed velvet.
But like one or the other.
Everything was they obviously got their costume designers to shop at the upholstery store for like every episode.
Yeah.
There's something that you definitely see in Trek, but like it had a specific end date. Shiny clothing ended on December 31st, 1999.
Why?
I don't know, but like everything before that point for like 5 years is silvery and shiny. That's like futuristic.
Mm-hmm.
The second it was 2000, all that shit was just gone.
Weird. It's like someone from Vogue called up and was like, "No, shiny fabrics are ours now."
Yeah, it's done.
That's oh, great. Okay. Anna Wintour killed shiny fabrics in space.
She's just kind of floating there with a drink.
I wish she fucking killed purple in space. Jesus Christ. Deep Space Nine, everywhere you look, it's just like bad. Bad purple outfits.
It's that very specific tone of purple that the 90s used.
Yes. Yeah. And science fiction purple.
That burgundy red. Burgundy.
Please.
And
Kinky boots.
A navy teal. Kinky boots.
I can't say burgundy normally.
Burgundy.
It's red. Burgundy's gross. It's almost the dusty rose of color.
Ugh, dusty rose.
Man, imagine a woman named Dusty Rose.
There's a... I can't remember if it's a...
There's gotta be a porn star named Dusty Rose.
Okay, no, I think it's a character on My Name is Earl.
Named Dusty Rose?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. And, yeah, I think she's either a stripper or a prostitute or something. And it's just... Yep.
Yep. Dusty Rose. Perfect.
Filthy.
I feel good ending the first Return episode there. What about you?
Sure, yeah. I got nothing. Well, I guess we should discuss Chakotay's falsehoods a wee bit more, since we didn't actually get into what was fake about it. But,
the magnet rock map?
Let's discuss magnets and rocks.
Like a map on the wall that you put a magnet on and helps him guide himself home?
Yeah.
Can we all just say Hikuchi Moya anytime we need to be vaguely mystical?
Hikuchi Moya.
That's great. Yeah, none of his stuff made any sense.
Oh my god, like...
He had some tech involved sometimes with it to help center his brain, sometimes he didn't, like...
Yeah, and like, it makes no sense because they had that group of Native Americans, I can't remember which group it was, in that episode in TNG.
That's where he's supposed to be kind of, isn't he? Isn't he?
No,
apparently. That's why he became a Maquis, though.
Yeah, but like, they intentionally were like, oh, it's a different group. And it's like, why?
Oh, that's
just
dumb.
Say he's them.
Yeah.
Or say he's Maori, what with the Maori tattoo that you've given him for some reason.
No.
Hikuchi Moya.
Hikuchi Moya. Something of our ancestors.
I'm trying to remember what else it...
That's the thing. Voyager characters aren't worth remembering.
They're really not...
No.
They were, like, drawn...
All right, I take it back. We're not ending this until we talk about that.
Yeah. Why is... Well, actually, sorry. Repeat that.
They were drawn with a really light lead.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Like, they're timidly...
so heavy-handed. And...
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm thinking they're, like, the watercolor of characters. They're just, like... They're ill-defined. They're kind of vaguely there as actually having character traits that stick around for a while.
Like, really, the only characters on that show, and I mean characters, not caricatures, because Janeway's a caricature.
Yes.
She doesn't actually have anything beyond being an authority figure.
No. She loves coffee.
Yeah, she loves coffee.
She's from Indiana.
She's from Indiana. She used to have a husband that she thought about and then, oops, forgot about writing that.
Well, they were married. They were engaged.
Doesn't matter. They forgot his name and he never came up again.
No, he did. He wrote her a letter. He wrote her a Dear John letter.
Oh, I forgot.
She got a Dear Jane Way letter. Dear John Way letter.
By the time you get this letter.
No, but like, come on. Tom Paris,
actually, I'm going to say the Doctor and Tom Paris are the only actual characters.
Tom Paris is just not a great character then.
That is correct, but that is because they had... character growth without showing the growth. Tom Paris starts as a scoundrel and ends as a nerd. But there's no character growth. He just became it.
That's true. God, that's lazy.
Yeah, but nerd Tom Paris is a character because he has the history of douchebag Tom Paris.
Harry Kim and Tuvok.
Tuvok is just exposition. You could have slapped like cue cards on a stick.
He's the worst attributes of Vulcans. No, he's
the most cross Star Trek actor. Like he's been in the most.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah. I love when they actually use that and we're like, yeah, he was on the Excelsior.
Yeah. Let's talk about that shit.
Fuck it, let's get Sulu back.
You do anything? I actually split screened the two episodes at the same time.
How well did they?
They got everything wrong except the cup. The cup didn't have a gold ring.
Beautiful.
One of them, like it was just like one tiny, tiny little thing, and they didn't actually. I don't think they showed his face. Like it was kind of like a shoulder shot.
Oh, okay. Hammer.
Harry Kim.
Hey, yeah, Harry Kim is not even a caricature. He is a worry, and that is it. He is a worry.
Yep.
We're not gonna get home. It's not gonna work.
Harry was interesting one time when it was deep in the future when he lost absolutely everyone he cared about and was just kind of really depressed and an actual person.
Yeah.
So much enthusiasm every episode, and it's like, Harry, you know reality is gonna smack you down. Reality or Janeway.
No, it'll work out this time.
Yeah. I'm so gung-ho. Why? It makes you so boring.
What is so annoying about that is they
It's like if Gaeta had started as Gaeta and not descended into amputee, like, madness traitor person.
Seriously. It would have just been like, shut up. Give these lines to someone else.
Yeah.
I don't need the exposition from you. Go away.
I would argue Wesley Crusher was more interesting of a character.
Because Wesley actually had principles. He was a character that had principles. You may have fucking hated him for his delivery and his whininess. But in the end, he multiple times was like, no, this is what I want. I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's a stupid thing to do, Wesley. I'm going to do it. All right, then.
Yeah, that's true. Harry Kim's all over the map.
Yeah, but they should have had that moment where Harry became kind of like Wesley or him and Tom switched, because Harry should be the one who finally gets so frustrated he disobeys Janeway and is just like, no, this is gonna work, and gets someone killed, and that should have stuck.
Yeah.
It's just like, no, you're the fuck up now.
Yeah
And you instantly become lower decks, like you start to descend to the lower parts of...
And then because he's not getting his way and he's still stuck from home, he just festers and festers, and he doesn't become a villain, but he becomes toxic.
You see the underbelly of the ship, literally.
Yeah. And you can't get rid of him because, you know, that would be immoral. You can't strand him just because he's a dick.
It's a shame they're bad characters, but they're also thrown up against Deep Space Nine characters. Because they could kind of get away with being the, like, broad stroke characters they are.
Yeah.
If they didn't have that on, like, the hour before.
Right.
Like, leading into this forgettable nonsense.
I could see...
Complex, awesome space drama. Like also, sometimes war.
Sometimes war. Oh my god, people are dying. Dying.
Look, another ship just blew up. I know. Every fucking second. They had some good battles in that show.
They did, although I read this great argument that undid it, because until that moment, you had never seen mass death in Star Trek. You'd never seen these big things. There was always like it relied on the drama of you not seeing.
I think in retrospect, it's a very, very, like, strong point in favor of the show.
Yeah.
I think the war arc is, like, that's what made people tune in, I think.
And it's what made everything after it kind of, like, I don't mean, like, DS9, because obviously DS9 ended with the war, but it made Voyager just, like...
Yeah, there were no stakes.
That's why they...
Will they get home? They will, with no fan service in the last fucking seconds of the show.
Yeah. Oh, you like the Borg? Because we've been smacking with the Borg for the last 3 years.
Oh, man. Hey,
you want more Borg?
No.
More Borg.
No.
Borg.
Well, you can either have the Borg, or you can have the Rock.
Oh, God.
Or you can have... Warp 10 turns you into space reptile, possibly.
Salamander episode.
Salamanders. Thank you, space salamanders.
But you can also have... And looping back around, because Tom's, of course, one character, but the other character, undeniably, is the Doctor. Yes. He is a fully fleshed out character. No, and that episode where he wakes up in the future and he's been reactivated, like a copy's been reactivated.
That's such a fucking great episode. So you're that in the future. Is amazing.
You are directly responsible for a lot of bad things that happened in our culture.
What's the story that kind of comes from? The guy that fell asleep in the woods?
I know exactly.
He walked into the woods and fell asleep for 100 years.
It's not Rumpelstiltskin, but it's a name that is as convoluted. Yeah, and he wakes up and it's like the American Revolution. And he went to sleep in like 1670 something and it was just like, no, you know, the crown and everything. And it was like, oh, fuck.
What the hell are you talking about?
I can't believe I've completely spaced on that name.
I didn't know to begin with, so I wouldn't feel too bad.
Oh, when you hear about, like, when you hear the name, you'll be like, oh, yeah, okay.
You can't think of it?
Yeah.
I'll pretend that's true. I know the episode you're talking about, though. That one is great. I don't remember the name of it, though.
I'm so distracted now because I'm just trying to remember.
Sorry.
That's great.
Now, let's use the internet.
Let's use the power of the internet. All right.
American falls asleep 100 years.
Oh. Uh-oh. Problem is having me type. This isn't healthy.
Rip Van Winkle.
You were right.
Yeah, convoluted name.
Yeah. Fuck, okay. It's a Rip Van Winkle story.
Yeah.
That's what the fuck that means.
So, yeah, and so...
20 years later, having missed the American Revolution.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Lame!
When I wrote this story, I had never been to the Catskills. I love that.
Oh, thank you, Washington Irving.
No, I love that.
Proving yet again that you can just make up some shit.
It's priceless.
That's the whole point of it. It's fiction. Just make up some shit.
Make it believable. Paint a good picture.
Don't put magnetic rocks in it.
You've probably never even been to Cardassia.
Oh my god. Well, I guess that's... I suppose that's a decent place to end the episode on hate. Hate!
We'll try not to end every episode on hate, but we make no promises. Some promises. Every 10th episode, we won't end on hate.
Yeah. Well, we'll try to vary it up, so sometimes it's actually love, but probably just mostly going to be circuitous DS9 conversations of, wasn't that great? That was so great.
So great. Season 3.
Oh, it was so great.
It's the beginning of the golden age of this podcast, I hear.
The dawn of the apex of the entrance to the Portageon that is the reality that is expanding of season 3.
Also, we might be here more regularly.
Yeah, we'll try for that.
Good luck, everyone.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.